contribute personally to the Libyan embassy in Washington, D.C. Now, simple mathematics will tell you that the balance in the zakat has diminished to, as of this moment, to $140,000. Now, we still have hanging over our heads mortgages and insurance payments that are due now in the neighborhood of $47,000. These operational expenses must be paid, and they will be paid. Especially when you go and talk to him about paying a bill or some liability on the nation, say, well, we got to get it somewhere. Wherever we can get it from, we'll get it from. And that's what we do. And I'm leaning all up to brothers and sisters that you can see that we need help. In the last year, I think you'll find that nationwide, we've had a 30 to 40% drop in contributions in the zakat area. Now, this is our fault. We should think about our nation more with the teachings of the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad. If we were in the first resurrection and the secretary was reading off these figures of liability to you on the number 24, believe me, you would come up with the money in a very short time. Since the chief minister has been in office, the acceptance of Islam has increased 27%. And that 27% increase should have increased, if it was just a dollar a piece, our contribution should have increased accordingly. But they didn't. They went down. Regular contribution has dropped 50%. 50%. Not just here in Chicago, but all over the nation. Anything that happens here, they're having the same problem all over the Nation of Islam. And a lot of it is our fault. And if we don't be careful, we'll go out the world backwards. It is a must that we get this $200,000 back into our zakat treasury. And I don't know how you feel about it, but we're making a national appeal that all of us do whatever we can to help our nation to replenish the zakat, because the zakat helps all of us. And I think that as far as zakat is concerned, it's a must that everyone, every Muslim, give to the zakat. And I'm not going to go in to explain zakat to you, because the chief minister broke it down very beautifully. We are in need of money-making ideas that can help our nation, but money-making ideas that we hope that will be at your expense. Some of you have many good ideas of how to make money, and you've come to the nation for backing, financial backing. We can no longer do this. We can't back you in a business enterprise. If you look at the United States government, you won't find anyone going to the United States government asking them for money to open up a Shell oil station or service station. Private enterprise does that. I mean, it just isn't done. So we have to stop. I think you'll find that church and state, business, government are all suffering in that area. And I pray that you understand what I'm saying to you. So then we need to ask each region to help to get this $200,000 back or more. Are we in agreement of that?
Yes, sir.
Will you support the secretary's appeal for money-making ideas to replant the zakat?
Yes, sir.
Well, we hope and pray Allah that you're not just bearing witness and that you mean what you say. So Allah is the best knower in knowing what's in your mind. Now, I was going to go into a little more details of some of the regions, but as far as our zakat is concerned, I hope that you understand that the responsibility 18 months to get us out of this or get us over the hump. But we're going to have to go into our pockets and give generously to the cause of truth that the chief minister is teaching us. Now, another thing, I want to part from that for a minute and mention something to the directors of our universities, Mr. Clare Muhammad Elementary and Secondary School, Brother Clyde Alameen. The Assistant Minister of Education has received out of 20 schools, only 8 reports for the month of May. So if you haven't sent your report in, then please do so immediately. Another area that I'd like to just briefly go over with you, we have a National Committee Performance Report that given to me by Dr. Ramadan, and during May of 1976, we received a total of 70 reports from across the nation. Now, we should have received 920. Well, that's only 7%, 70 reports. So, you committee people, please get your reports in. As-salamu alaykum.
Set up
to help those persons who may be interested in the visit, we hope primarily Muslims, to undertake and carry off those businesses. Because when you do well, if you're a believer in that business, the Nation of Islam does well. Now, one other point. You heard the Secretary mention of the fact that there's a lot of debt we're involved with. And as you know, if we only got $130,000 in the zakat, we don't have any money in the zakat. That won't pay anything. So you say, well, aren't you shook up? I'm never shook up, number one, because when I hear the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad, I never hear anything with a positive thrust. And when I'm around the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad, the only thing you hear from me is a positive thrust. Particularly after today, just that spirit alone should tell us there's nothing we can do. But we have to plan on how to do it and step out and do it. Okay? So, the National Decision-Making Board, for example, one of the things on our agenda the last meeting we had, we were there about 7 or 8 hours, wrestling with some of these problems, was we have about, maybe $800,000 to $900,000 current debt. By that, I mean every day somebody calls me, or somebody calls the secretary, or somebody calls a hospital and says, I mean, when are you going to pay us our money? Every day. So one of the things that came up in our National Decision-Making Board was we have some farmland. We have lots of farmland. We have some farmland very valuable, very important to us. We can't get any farmland to really replace that, quite like that farmland. Not out of sale. We got another farm that's not doing anything. We have some equipment out there that was just sitting there, rusty. As you know, many of you are from the farm, but we can't get you to go back to the farm. So we need some farmers, but we can't get these farmers to go back to the farm. So the farmland has just been sitting there. So a proposal has come up, an offer has come up for sale for one of our farms. Our concern is getting money, of course, but more important is plugging up the hole. That's what we're presently engaged in doing on a day-by-day basis, is plugging up the hole. Some of our biggest holes are some of our apartment buildings, where the rent does not equal the mortgage, and half the people don't pay the rent anyway. Then you gotta keep the building up in repair. We're not getting any money from the building to put it in repair. It's a vicious cycle. So our concern is, the chief minister's concern is, not to take good money and throw it after bad, as to make us sit down and wrestle from time to time as to how to solve these problems and not deal with the same problem again. Many of you, we're thankful to Allah for your good ideas and proposals of coming up with beautiful ways that you think are ways to make money. Now, let me say something to you as a businessman myself. What you think of as a good idea to make money, and what you've got on a piece of paper all nicely lined out, don't necessarily make money. That's just what you got on the paper, and it's a good idea. But the idea is not the thing. If you bring us an idea, many times the idea that are brought to us, we got to go into business. And we're trying to go out of business. But you bring us an idea to show the Nation of Islam how it can go back into business. If you got an idea for us to sell something, we got to first get an inventory on it. That means we got to try up another $10, $15, or $20,000. Then we got to get somebody to sell it. Then we got to get a place to sell it from. Our concern is, you do it. Go into business. Go to a bank. If the idea is so good, somebody be happy to lend you some money. We don't have it. We're looking for some. So if you got a beautiful idea, bring some brothers or Bilalis or coffee, anybody. Bring them together and sit out there. Listen, I got ideas that will make $1 million tomorrow. Let me show you how it works. Y'all get together, make $1 million tomorrow, and give $500,000 to the Nation of Islam. All praise to Allah. Now, what we're saying is, the Nation of Islam, per se, is not trying to go into it. We have a very
viable business. Alaikum. This is Brother Kareem in Chicago. This concludes our national hookup for today. And the next scheduled hookup will be July 25th, 1976. Those who have not called their attendance reports in. Please call your attendance report in to Chicago. Phone number is area code 312-667-7200. Area code 312-667-7200. Thank you. As-salamu alaykum.
We only have one or two announcements.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers on the line. Brother Isaiah speaking again.
Yes, sir.
And just as you heard, the program from Chicago has been concluded, and that also concludes the program here from New York. So we can say now that our program for today has now been concluded. Everyone can hang up the telephone, and I hope you all had a wonderful day listening to our Supreme Minister from Chicago.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.